All right, today's learning for the initial Chaim Lutz of Shimshai, Moshe Adonil, Rifka by Moshe, Zerub, Eschus for Shalem, Achaim, Moshe, Yiba, Malki, Agnes, and Mansara, Miriam, Bracha, Basar, Malki, Eschus for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. We are up to, finishing up over here, hopefully we'll finish today's Simon Kuf Pei Ches. We are up to Sif Tes, continuing on over here in Birchas Hamazon. Shloisha, Sha'achlu, if three people ate together, B'Shabbos, V'Yom Tov, on Shabbos and Yom Tov, they forgot to say Yalvi Yavi. Now, presumably, they're talking about, in the case like they used to talk about it, they used to do is that one person was benching for everybody. If three people benched individually, all three forgot Shabbos and Yom Tov, that's probably something they should look into. But they forgot to mention Shabbos and Yom Tov. They didn't have to re-bench. Zimun kvar yotzo. They already yotze zimun. They don't do zimun again, but they just still, but they weren't yotze benching. So the zimun, they were yotze already, so you don't say it again. But the benching, obviously, they have to rebench because they didn't say yalav yavai or ritzei. Okay, now, says the Mechaber Sif Yud, and this is an extremely, extremely important halacha. We'll see there's a number of different shitas, and then we'll talk about what seems to be the minute today. Shabbos. You're eating and Shabbos finishes. So let's talk a classical Shabbos. You're having Shalosh Shudas. By the time you bench, oftentimes it is not Shabbos anymore. It's definitely after Shkia. At best, it's Bein HaShemashos, but usually it's already, Shabbos is over already when you're benching. Masker Shal Shabbos B'Birchas HaMazon. You mention Shabbos in Birchas HaMazon. So even though you are benching, it's technically Matzah Shabbos already. You do mention Shabbos. Does Linen Basas Olas Asudas? The Mechaber tells us we follow the beginning of the meal. So according to this, as even if I would have washed when it was just a couple of minutes or before Shkia, then you follow the beginning of the meal. Certainly if you washed way before that, but we generally wash right before Shkia, you follow the beginning of the meal. V'hu Adin L'Rosh Chodesh, the same rule as Rosh Chodesh, Upurim B'Chanukah. So, meaning that if I start, I eat a meal on Rosh Chodesh, and I start eating before it's nightfall, or when I eat my Sudas Purim, which I start eating before nightfall, which we'll talk a little bit more about Purim, the Chanukah, or on Chanukah, which is coming up. So we're talking about the eighth day of Chanukah. So the first 7 days of Chanukah obviously doesn't make a difference, because you anyway have to say Al Nisim, because the next day is Chanukah also. But let's say the eighth day of Chanukah, and you started eating right before nightfall, and then you don't, and you finish up, it's already the next day, it's already not Chanukah, still you go after Das Cholos Asuda, that's what the Mechaber tells us. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah on this. Das Lina, the Kevin Shas Cholos Asuda, since it was still day when I started the meal, right then at the beginning of my meal, I became a chuyuv that in benching, I'm going to have to mention the day. Val Kain. And therefore, even if it extended a long time into the night, okay, it is still, the chiyuv is there. The Ktzais does say that you had to have at least eaten a kezayis, not just enough that you washed and made your amitzi and started eating when it was still daytime. You had to have at least eaten a kezayis. B'kasra achronim. The imis ba'al ma'ariv kodem birchas hamazon. So here's where you run into a problem. So you're sitting by Shalosh Shudas, or it's Purim, right? Chanukah. Let's go. Last day of Chanukah. You have a Chanukah party in your house. You washed when it was still Chanukah. You're benching when it's still night. But you had a whole big Chanukah party. You had a minion in your house. And you say, let's daven, you know, everyone's here. Before people leave, let's daven ma'ariv, right? Shuv and a mask shall Shabbos be chamazon. The Mexican sasher adati. We'll see. Not everyone agrees with this. But if I daven ma'ariv, it becomes a problem because now once I daven ma'ariv, that means I already said it's the next day. If it's already the next day, then why? Then it seems to be a stira that I'm still saying the alanisim. So, just a piece of advice: if you're having a Hanukkah party coming up in a couple of weeks, you're having a Hanukkah party in your house on the last day of Chanukah, don't daven ma'ariv before you bench. Make sure, even if the meal leads into the night, bench first, so now you don't have any question of Al Nisim, because you started your meal still during the day, and then go ahead and do your ma'ariv. Basas chalos asuda, we go after the beginning of the meal. Lefichach, afim chal rosh chaydish b'matzah Shabbos. Now it gets interesting. Matzah Shabbos Sunday was Rosh Chodesh. So now I'm benching. I'm going to say Ritzeh from Shabbos, but it's really Rosh Chodesh already, because by the time I bench from Shalosh Shudas, it's already Rosh Chodesh. Yaskev Abichas has a current Shal Shabbos Levad Veloish Rosh Chodesh. So it says the Mishnah Brura, we only mention Shabbos because we said we go after Ascholas Asuda, but Dafke Shikishagama Sudas in Boydioim. This, he says, is only what if I finish my meal by day. What happens if I continue my meal and I ate by night? And I have this chiyuv to mention Rosh Chodesh too. So here the Mishnah Brura is going with bringing in all of a sudden another point. I was eating Shalashudas, Shabbos. Once it became nighttime, I still kept on eating. So I was davening in the Amshanava Bismedrish, and my Shalashudas extended to an hour after the Zman. And I kept eating. So I didn't just eat my challah roll before it was nighttime. I ate my challah roll even after, right? So here the Mishnah Brura is bringing in that there's a shita to hold on. So since you ate a Kazayas and Rosh Chodesh, you have to say Yalav Yavai. Now I got a problem. The Hech Yom B'Yom Shabbos is there. How can I say Ritzeh? V'achach Yom B'Yom Rosh Chodesh is there. They're not the same day. Shabbos was Shabbos. Sunday is Rosh Chodesh. The Rosh Chodesh will be Yom Rishon. In came mutal hasl shorish chaydish to zay yesh kiyuva lekula alma mashen came baskara shabbos yesh plukta ben rishayim mechayv lahaska klal. So he says if that's the case, you should say rish chaydish because you're mivarech b'matzah shabbos if you're mentioning matzah shabbos. Now, not everyone agrees with that. But after non paskin and kama shulchan aruch dazlin and basa meikara, we go after the beginning of the meal mechayv lahaska shal shabbos b'matzah shabbos, and you have to mention shabbos. Okay? That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. I will tell you, there's many other shitas brought down the Aruch HaShulchan, and I asked the Rav, he says, that we seem to, in general, although if you decide to do it the other way, you definitely have Yashem Yilismach, we always go after the beginning of the meal. Okay? The Matzah Shabbos L'Chanukah Purim. What happens if it's a Matzah Shabbos that wasn't Chanukah leading into Chanukah, or a Matzah Shabbos leading into Purim? I think that might be this year. I'm not sure. Is Purim Sunday this year? I don't remember. Or maybe it's next year. Not this year. No? It's Shabbos. Right. So, but then we...
No, Purim is Friday.
Purim is Friday?
Purim is Friday.
Israel is the Purim Shulish.
Oh, Purim is... Oh, so you have Matzah Shabbos leading into Purim. You only mentioned Shabbos. So here he says that if you're leading from Shabbos into Purim, and even though you ate on Purim, this there, unlike Rosh Chodesh, you would only mention Shabbos. Again, like I said, we seem to be naive, just always follow the beginning of the meal. So that's the Magen Avraham Shita. However, third shita. Don't just follow the beginning, but do the tata the sastra. Yontav is matzah Shabbos. Say Shabbos and say Yontav. Does lina bas aschalas asuda? We go after the beginning. The gambas hashashamavarech. We also go after the end. But like kaptina b'mad and nirik esayis adari, we don't care that they contradict each other. The Ritzeh Nischai Mishasha Hiskalas to the Biyam. The Ritzeh, you became a chuyah from when the meal started. The Achikach Gishen Nimshach Hazman Veloy Beirach, when the time went on and you didn't bench. Regia Laila Shal Yantiv Asharash Chaydish. Nitais of Alochi of Liskaman Amur Shal Shasha Umavarach. And since my Suda extended into the night, so now I got the Chiyav of the Yalav of Yantiv. So far we had basically three Shitas. Always follow the beginning of the meal. Only follow the beginning of the meal if you didn't eat after his night. You're only benching after his night. But if you ate a kazayas after his night, then you follow the end of the meal, except for Chanukah and Purim, where then you follow the beginning of the meal. Well, now a third shita is no problem. Go ahead, do the tata b'sastra, say both. Okay? I think so essentially, whatever you do, you were right. Right? That's essentially the answer. But like I said, from what I always learned and from what seems to be brought down in other places, we follow generally the beginning of the meal. Who adin l'Rosh Chodesh, except in one case, I'll tell you in a second. Right, so loyim adim ochel mehem nisachar b'chus ha-mazen ad ha-erev. Now, tzarech l'haskad, azlin, and bas ha-zman ha-spal ha-sudu, the same thing with Rosh Chodesh. Who shall I spell ha-arvus canal? The absolute problem is if you daven Ma'ariv in the middle of the meal. Then you create yourself a big problem because you can't follow the beginning, because by saying Ma'ariv, you really created another day. So just to sum up over here, I think in general, we're fine with following the beginning of the meal. One thing to note that he mentions over here, Purim, there is a slight difference when it comes to Purim. Purim, you do need to have Reiv of Yesuda by day in order, because remember, that's Yesuda's Purim. So you got to be careful not to wash. You can bench at night and you will say the Al Nisim, but you do have to make sure that your Reiv of Yesuda is by day. But there's one thing that we do have to be very careful about. If you are making a Suda's Sheva Brachas on the last day of Sheva Brachas, so it's not so negaya during the winter, because if you're making a Sheva Brachas at night, the chances are that night is still Sheva Brachas. But if you're making a Suda's Sheva Brachas, let's say during the summer, so you're starting your Sheva Brachas at 7 o'clock at night, right? And it is the last night, last day of Sheva Brachas, meaning that night, once it comes Shkia, you're already outside your suffix, and the Rav said 9 minutes after Shkia, you're outside of the time that you could say Sheva Brachas. In that case, you do have to make sure to bench and say the Sheva Brachas before it gets to 9 minutes after Shkia. Because once it comes into the night, no longer, because remember, the Sheva Brachas is not really part of the benching. It's a Brachas that you say because of the Sheva Brachas. Once it's nighttime already, you can't say it. That those who say that if it's Shalashudis, even if Shabbos is the last day of Sheva Brachas, you can still say the Sheva Brachas even though it's late, but not everybody's maskim to that. So you do have to be careful when it comes to Sheva Brachas. If you're making a Sheva Brachas on the last day, then you should be careful about making sure. And if everybody washed at 7 o'clock and the meal took a little bit longer than expected, and let's say Shkia that day is 8:20, 8:30, and your meal, they still didn't serve the main, then wash a bench, make the Sheva Brachas, and then everybody can make a bracha again and continue the meal as a separate meal, rather than lose out on the opportunity to be able to say Sheva Brachas. That's the one place. As we saw by all these other things, we really have three shittas that really cover all possibilities. And technically, you're always did okay. But by Sheva Brachas, you do have to make sure to do it before. Let's start Simen Kuf Pei Tes. I don't know if we'll get through the whole first sif today, but we'll get started. We're now going to go into the bracha revius, into the third bracha. Lo yoyim et tisparach. So there was a nusach that had the word tisparach over there in the beginning. I'm not even 100% sure where in that bracha it had the bracha. But lo yoyim eboi hachai. We'll see that there's a nusach that they used to add on in a base oval. I'm not sure if there's still people have that minig, but that seemed to be a minig. We say three times the melech in it. We say Baruch Hashem Malkeinu Melech is one. Hakel Avinu Malkeinu is two. Hamelech Hatoyv Hametiv, that is three. Okay. Ushleisha Hatov is three times we say Toyv. Hu Hetiv Lanu, Hu Metiv Lanu, Hu Yetiv Lanu is three. Ushleisha Gemulais, we say three times Gemalenu, Hu Gemalenu, Hu Gemalenu, Hu Yigmalenu. Those are, we say each one three times. That is the proper nusach of the bracha. Lo yamit is baruch shekva ama baruch at Hashem. So it seems that in the beginning, that baruch at Hashem, like any melech ha'olam, they say tisparach. I've never seen it, obviously, but that's because they follow the mechaber who says that we're not supposed to say it. Hachai kebiktas sidurim, because of some sidurim, some old prince used to say hamelech hachai hatoiv, not hamelech hatoiv. So we take out the word hachai. Kimi beis avol kol kama siv beis. We'll see more than nusach for beis avol and siv beis. Shloisha malchias. We say three times malchias. So let's see quickly over here. What's the reason for three? B'tam kozer who? What's the reason that we say three times? The birchas hatoiv meitiv ain't min ha'Torah. The birchas hatoiv meitiv is not min ha'Torah. El shacham teknu al haruge beit hashenas lekvura. This was done, and we said this before. You're supposed to have this in mind when you say atayv meitiv on wine. You're supposed to have it in mind every time you bench. We know the amazing nes that, and what's the important lesson? Why did the chachamim make a bracha from it? We know that there were all the talmid chachamim in beita, and they got killed out, and they were not, the yidden were not allowed in for many, many years to bury them, and these bodies were left in the field. It says terrible things. One guy used them as a fence around his property. They finally were allowed back in to go to Kvura, and they discovered that the bodies did not decompose at all. They were exactly the way they were killed, even though it was many years later. So we say, Atoiv, Ametiv, Atoiv, that he took care of them, and Ametiv, that he allowed us to be able to bury them. But why is it so important to make a bracha? Because we're remembering even our darkest times when Hashem was punishing us, and all these Chashva people in Beita were being killed out. Hashem was still with us. And that's what we're supposed to remember. We make the bracha, Tov HaMetiv. Hashem is good to us and protects us even while we're in our darkest times in Golis, and we don't always see the Yad Hashem. We have to remember every time we bench, Hashem is HaTov HaMetiv. He gives us everything we need. Amar HaTov Shalai Yisrichu, they didn't decompose. Vametiv Shanasu Kavur, that he allowed us to bury them. Ukavul Abichsa Mazmane Shekula Doiv Shevech Sha'al Tov HaMetiv Imanu, because this was part of benching. Of all the good that Hashem does, Gam Zoyim and Atoyvus, and this is part of the good. We put it next to the bracha of Yisrael. At the time that Beta was destroyed, that's really when the end of Jewish rulership came to an end. Until Mashiach comes, we're never getting it back the way it was prior to that. We finished the brachas of Atoyvus. V'zohi midrabbanan, on this bracha is only rabbanan. Like bricka bracha zu shehi smuch lechaverta. This is not considered a bracha close to its next bracha. We know lahachi pesach mabarach. We already learned this. When you have two brachas next to each other, we don't start with barach. Why do we start with barach over here? Because this is not considered a bracha next to the other one. Why? Because this is already the rabbanan that was the raisa bracha. Why don't we finish bracha? Even though it's a long, originally, for those of you who say benching is too long, originally this bracha was created as a very short bracha. End the bracha. So it wasn't a bracha arucha. So there was no reason to make a Baruch Ata Hashem at the end, because you only make Baruch Ata Hashem usually in the longer brachas. However, and then we went ahead, the people, it got a lot longer over time. We'll finish up the Mishavur tomorrow. We'll explain the three Malchias, the three Toiv, the three Gamlein. We'll stop over here, and Yemetz Hashem, we will continue tomorrow.